Our story begins at Rex's apartment, where Ellie has just arrived.
Ellie, these early morning visits are becoming a habit.
Well, the revelations just keep coming.
What are you talking about? Did you talk to Mom?
Yes, I did. She told me that William Burton raped her.
What?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I've been scared to bring that up with her.
She sounded very convincing.
But you still have doubts? Ellie, you can't doubt Mom about something like this.
Why not, Rex? She was obviously lying to Dad at the time.
But can't you see why now? This had to have been an incredibly painful experience for her.
Rex, if Mom was raped by William Burton, and maybe she was, that does not excuse her behavior in all this.
Besides not telling you the whole truth, what else has she done?
Do you remember that detective I hired to look for my biological father?
Yeah.
Mom went to visit him right after he told me about William Burton. And then suddenly, he came to me and said it was a false lead.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say Mom got this Carl guy to lie to you?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't know how she did it, but I know she did it.
I can't believe she would take it that far.
Well, obviously she wanted this secret to stay buried forever. And that's why I'm wondering if I should believe her about the rape.
Wow. I'm not sure what to say here.
You don't have to say anything. This actually isn't the reason I stopped by.
Don't tell me something else happened.
I know, Rex.
Know what?
I know about you and Perry.
What are you talking about? What is it you think you know?
I know that the two of you have been together. I've suspected it for a while now.
Ellie, how did you...
Blake Whitney's secretary came into Murphy's last night and tied one on. She has pretty loose lips when she's drunk, apparently.
And she told you that I was...
That you were gay? Yes.
I'm not sure what to say. This is all pretty new to me, and I haven't even told anyone until now. Mac just found out yesterday himself.
Look, I'm not judging you. I don't care who you sleep with as long as you're happy. I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but you've been there for me this past year, and I guess it's time I return the favor.
Ellie, I have to get to the office for a meeting, or I'd love to talk about this more with you. There's so much to explain.
We have plenty of time for that. It's okay, Rex, believe me.
Thanks, Elle.
Look, there's one more thing I want to tell you before you go.
What is it?
It's about Evelyn. I couldn't make sense of everything she was saying last night, but I did figure out that she has a bad for Blake.
Yeah? I've kind of suspected she's had a crush on him.
It's more than a crush, Rex. I think she's completely in love with him. And she didn't have any kind words to say about Raven either.
Raven? What does she have to do with this?
I think Evelyn sees Raven as a threat to her relationship with Blake. I don't know if it was the alcohol talking or if she's that delusional.
There's only one way to find out. I think I need to have a little talk with Evelyn Shoemaker today.
In their apartment, Mac and Raven are having breakfast in the kitchen.
Mac, is something on your mind? You probably said two words last night. I can tell when something is bothering you.
I'll be all right, I'm sorry. I'm just a little shell-shocked, that's all. I found out something yesterday that I need a little time to process.
Okay, we can talk when you're ready.
I don't know. Maybe we should just get this out in the open, for once.
What is it?
It's about Rex. He told me he was gay last night.
Oh, Mac.
Did you know about this, Raven?
No, I mean, not from him. I've kind of had a vibe about this for a while now, but I didn't know how to bring it up.
Well, I probably should have had that same vibe, but I just wouldn't let myself believe that my best friend could be lying to me like this.
Mac, I don't think Rex saw it as lying. I don't know the whole story, but you can't doubt his friendship to you.
Oh, no? I feel like we don't even know each other anymore. Rex has been having some secret relationship with Perry for months now, and I had no clue. I've talked to him so many times about setting him up with one of the girls at my office.
Then I was right. Rex and Perry are a couple.
Are, were, I'm not exactly sure. But the point is that he was lying to me and undermining our friendship every time we talked.
Are you angry because Rex is gay? Or because he didn't tell you?
A little bit of both, I guess. I mean, I don't have anything against gay people. I just don't know any.
Max, that's not true. Your brother is gay. Perry is gay.
Well, I hardly know Perry, and I think I know Matt even less. I'm talking about close friends, people like Rex.
From what I understand, it's not always the easiest thing in the world to share about yourself.
So you think Rex was just afraid to tell me? We're best friends, damn it.
Look, just give it some time. Let this sink in. I know you will realize that Rex is the same person he always was.
I hope that's how I'll feel, Raven. I really do. But right now, I have no idea how I feel. At Wilson's Diner, Charlie enters and approaches Gretchen at the counter.
Well, hello, Miss Gretchen.
Charlie, what are you doing here in the middle of the day? Don't you have a business to run?
Of course I do, and my schedule's been crazy the past few days, but I've been meaning to swing by to talk to you about what happened that night after Blake's little shindig.
You mean trying to put the Charlie Dean moves on me?
Yeah. Just the champagne and sitting in my dark, comfy limo with a beautiful woman was just a little too much for me to handle.
And you just couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, something like that, I guess. Come on, Miss Gretchen, can't you appreciate the fact that I'm a red-blooded, healthy man and you're this luscious woman with a,
I got the picture in the limo, Charlie. You don't have to give me a replay now.
Oh, too bad. Why do I get the feeling that you're angry?
I wouldn't say angry. Actually, I haven't given it a second thought since it happened.
Ooh, pretty lady, you are breaking my heart. Am I losing my touch?
You just reminded me a little too much of another suave young heartthrob I fell for once.
Ah, you must mean Dr. Suave. Ugh, please don't compare me to him.
You better tell your sister to watch out for that guy.
You know, I may have sounded like an overly protective little brother that night, but you obviously don't know my sister. She can definitely handle her own. Trust me.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, not to change the subject, but why don't you let me take you out for a nice dinner to make up for whatever went wrong that night?
I'm busy.
Okay, then tomorrow night?
Ooh, I think I'm busy then, too.
Come on, Miss Gretchen, let's not play hard to get. I'm really not that bad. It will be strictly platonic. I swear I will keep my hands in my pockets and my mouth under control, if you want.
Even when you're eating? That might be interesting.
Well, Miss Gretchen, let me prove to you that I am more than just some guy joined him for some play. What do you say?
Charlie, hi. I've been trying to reach you. Why haven't you returned my calls?
At Larissa's penthouse, Alexander and Andrew have just arrived.
I can't believe that all you have is that little bit of stuff, Andrew.
Well, what did you expect? Do you realize how much or little I make at Wilson's Diner?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I also can't believe that you've been working at that diner all summer.
A little hard work wouldn't hurt anybody, Alex.
Well, listen, I know the doctor said it wouldn't do any good, but I still think I should take a baseball bat to your head and try and jog your memory.
Really funny, Alex. Now, hopefully with my blood clot going away and me back in this penthouse, my memories will come rushing back.
So, you're finally ready to be Andrew Jones again.
Oh, I don't know, maybe. But being in this state of limbo isn't good either. I've realized that now.
Well, moving back here to the penthouse should help.
Oh, I agree. And just think, what a fabulous place this is to entertain guests.
Who do you think you're going to entertain, Andrew?
Connie, of course. We can have a nice romantic dinner with candles and the works.
Oh, you can't be serious. You'd really wine and dine your new girlfriend in your wife's penthouse while her butt is sitting in jail?
I couldn't have taken her to the Y now, could I?
You know what, Andy? I think you're back to your old self more than you realize.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.